to the Buckmaster Show. It is Thursday, the 23rd of February, 2012. It's Rodeo Day in Tucson. We have rodeo, big-time golf, and soccer, plus the best weather in the country. And soon it will be the pool season. We want to give a big shout-out to John Volpe of Nova Home Loans. John stepped up today with a $10,000 check to the Tucson City Pools Project, which is being sponsored by this radio station, KVOI, and the Voice Network. So we are very pleased that John has done that. The goal, of course, is to open 7 pools that are currently closed, and we want them open for this summer. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host on the Buckmaster Show on KVOI, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. And our simulcast partners, KJAA, AM 1240 in Globe, and KAPR, AM 930 in Douglas. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And we understand that everyone can't listen to this program live, so we've made it very convenient for you to sample any of our programs by logging on to any of 3 venues for 24/7, anytime, anywhere in the world listening. My website, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com all have the show available. We will lead off the show with a discussion about healthy eating with Dr. Victoria Mazes. And Dr. Mazes, of course, heads the Center for Integrative Medicine based at the University of Arizona. We're delighted to have her with us once a month here on the Buckmaster Show. 30 minutes past the hour, Jonathan Peck will join us. He's head of the Tucson Urban League. We're going to talk about Black history and a preview of the Urban League's upcoming gala. It's a week from Saturday, and the guest will be Harry Belafonte. That's pretty cool. We encourage you to join the Buckmaster Show conversation at 790-2040. You can also email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. A new Pima County Health Department program is making it easier for diners to identify which menu items at favorite local restaurants are low in calories, saturated fat, and sodium. The Smart Choices for Healthy Dining program launched last week with nearly 30 eateries committed to offering at least 3 dishes with 0 artificial trans fats, less than 700 calories, 8 grams of saturated fat, 1,000 milligrams of sodium, and 30% of calories from fat. The Smart Choices program is part of a nearly $16 million federal Putting Prevention to Work grant funded by money from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 and awarded to Pima County in March of 2010. We talk more about healthy eating, something we've done over the past few months anyway, with Dr. Victoria Mazes, Executive Director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. She's a professor of medicine, family and community medicine, and public health at the University of Arizona. She is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine, lectures worldwide to academic and community audiences on integrative medical education, women's health, healthy aging, nutrition, and cancer. She's also the co-author of Integrated Women's Health. Dr. Mazes, good to see you. Victoria, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's always good to see you. You have to be happy about this healthy eating initiative, aren't you?
I think it's wonderful. I think it really helps people make smarter choices. And, you know, it's not always so obvious when you go to a restaurant how many calories something has. Sometimes we're not aware that there's a lot of butter in something or, you know, that the portion is really large and going to be a very high calorie food. So I think it's wonderful that they're creating these less than 700 calorie healthy food options.
How do those numbers sound to you about, well, 0 artificial trans fats?
That's really critical. And of course, New York State took the lead in that and getting the trans fats out of our diet. Really important. Trans fats contribute to inflammation, to heart disease, to cancer. So you definitely don't want trans fats in your diet.
And the saturated fat, 8 grams.
Well, also very important. You know, we want to have what we call a saturated fat budget, where we really want to keep the saturated fat to less than 10% of our total intake of fat. And so this helps us make smarter choices, absolutely. Same with the less than a gram of sodium, also something we have to pay attention to help reduce the risk of us having high blood pressure and heart disease.
30% calories from fat.
Right. So that, again, the Mediterranean diet sometimes has more than 30%. But in general, having less than 30% is both palatable and healthy.
And, you know, you really can be full on 700. People may think, oh, my goodness, 700 calories. I'm going to have just this very small portion, and I'm paying for dinner, and I'm eating out. So maybe I'm going to go away
well,
hungry.
Well, it's a great thing to think about because, yeah. You know, probably most women need to eat 2,000 calories or less, men a little bit more calories than that. And so if you're going to be on a 2,000 calorie a day diet, that's about 700 per meal. And yet, often we eat way, way bigger meals. I know another tool you can use is that it's now a requirement that chain restaurants that have more than 15 in their chain post nutrition facts. They often put that online as opposed to at the restaurant. But I'll give you an example from my own life. I sometimes eat at Chipotle, which is a, I would say, healthier fast food restaurant. They have nice fresh guacamole. They have a commitment to using animals that are better treated. And I often get the vegetarian burrito bowl. So, you know, I went and looked to see how many calories. And I would say I have it kind of on the light side. I don't add cheese. I don't add sour cream. And that burrito bowl, if I get it the standard way, without, as I said, cheese or sour cream is a little over 1,000 calories.
How is that possible?
Yeah, so there you go. But imagine if you get more of a standard vegetarian, like you decide to have a burrito, you know? Well, you add the wrap, you add sour cream, you add cheese. It's still vegetarian. It's 1,500 calories.
I thought you were going to say, oh, it's about 500 calories.
No, but you see how you can be fooled. And then if you get the barbacoa, and a lot of people like meat, it's 2,400 calories. So that would be as much as you should have in a whole day. So really, there's a problem there with portion size. Their portions should probably be about half the size, or we should get a burrito, for example, and cut it in half and save half for tomorrow's lunch.
Right.
So I think when you find out these things, they really can help you make better choices. And we do have a problem that the portions that were served are often just too large for our health.
And it's interesting the research that goes into the foods that the restaurant industry does,
yes.
The foods that they know we really want.
Well, absolutely. There was an interesting report in the New York Times, you know, that was really taking a look at our purchasing behavior. And, you know, whenever we give them that little code that may give us discounts and specials that we, of course, like to have, they're also taking in all of that information and creating profiles on us and really learning and then trying to influence what we purchase and to get us back as a more regular and larger customer.
And how do they do that?
Well, it's again, quite interesting. They have begun hiring mathematicians and statisticians to analyze our purchasing behavior. And for example, one of the things they've been able to determine is when we're more likely to make a change, to be a more regular customer. So, for example, when we're pregnant, we start purchasing different things, and they can track that. We're more likely to become a loyal customer and change our loyalty when our status changes. So, for example, if we're in a new relationship or if we get divorced and we're out of a relationship, suddenly we begin to make changes. And they have sophisticated ways of predicting, based on our purchases, quite a few things about our status.
And how are they tracking our purchases? They go through probably through credit cards and things like that?
Well, yes. You know, they have our credit card, and then they can essentially, in their database, create a personal profile of us with, you know, the information we
That's
have
kind
essentially
of scary,
given
isn't
them.
It?
A little big brotherish.
Yeah. Getting back to healthy eating, this is really a good program, and we have now, it looks like, several dozen restaurants signing up. And the deal is that they'll have three entrees on average that will be in this healthy category. But, you know, if when you do travel, and you travel a lot, and you look at a menu, you really don't know, do you, what you're getting?
Well, you
unless
you
they
don't.
List. Very few restaurants do list.
Well, they're
the
beginning
calorie.
To because it's beginning to be a requirement. And it's very interesting to look, for example, at New York, which has done it for a while. And there was recently a study that was published by Stanford researchers where they followed Starbucks customers. And essentially, they were able to track what was the effect of posting the caloric content. And it did, in fact, have an effect. Now, in total, it led to about a 6% reduction in calories per transaction, which sounds like very little. But it had a bigger effect if people were purchasing something. So if what you were purchasing was 250 calories or more, then it had a 26% effect. And it had two different impacts. One was that people tended to buy about 10% fewer items. So they were buying less. Mm-hmm. And then they also tended to buy lower calorie food items. But the other effect it has had is on the portion size that the restaurants present you with. So what we know, and this has happened first in New York, is that the restaurants are beginning to offer smaller portions, therefore having lower calories, which is actually really much better for us.
Yeah.
We don't need a 700-calorie muffin. You know, we need a muffin that's 200 or 250 calories.
Or a triple-decker burger.
Right.
Victoria Mazes is with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about gluten-free. Gluten-free may not be the best way to go. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line if you have any healthy eating questions. Victoria would love to answer your questions. 790-2040, 790 for the Buckmaster Show live line. But right now, it's time to hear from the great lineup of Buckmaster Show sponsors. Please support these people. They make this program possible. Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than two dozen on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Everyone's piling on big banks nowadays, with good reason. But still, you're skeptical about moving your money. We get it, but let's think about that. If you're worried about convenience, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has local branches and thousands of fee-free ATMs nationwide. If you're worried about service, at Pyramid, you're a member. At big banks, you're a number. There's a difference. And if you're worried about savings, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has better rates and fewer fees than big banks. Like our great low 4.5% APR on new, used, or refinanced vehicle loans with terms up to 60 months. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options. So Pyramid wins on convenience, service, and savings. If you're still skeptical about moving your money, try us out. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Visit pyramidfcu.com to learn how. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
Welcome back. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Victoria Mazes is with us from the Center for Integrative Medicine based at the University of Arizona. And Victoria, everybody's talking about trying to find affordable health care. Well, nationally recognized health care experts, some of them colleagues of yours at the University of Arizona, will be leading panel discussions at Arizona Health Forum, Achieving Affordable Health Care. That's Saturday, March the 3rd, and they will be doing, well, they'll have some interactive panels, and they'll be looking at several areas, access to health care, the rising cost of health care. These are all issues everybody's got on their mind these days.
Absolutely. They're really critical issues, and our nation has to address them. And I think that, you know, whatever your side of the whole Obama health care debate has been, these are absolutely critical for our economy, for the health of our people. I mean, we've got to make some changes.
That event is going to be coming up on March the 3rd and registration by Wednesday, February 29th. You can find out more information at azhealthforum.org, azhealthforum.org. We're talking about eating right, healthy eating. There was a piece in the Los Angeles Times, Dr. Mazes, about gluten-free. You know, gluten-free now, everybody's saying, oh, I want gluten-free. Well, gluten-free may not be the best way to go.
Well, it's really interesting. You know, gluten can cause this problem called celiac disease, which used to be very, very rare. And we are now seeing it more commonly. Maybe 1% of the population has it. And that's a very significant illness, I would say, where one reacts to the gluten that's in wheat and wheat-like products. And it can cause severe abdominal pain. It can cause nutrient deficiencies, especially vitamin D. And the treatment and the cure effect is staying away from gluten. But lots of other people are trying to stay away from gluten too, and I think some with good reason. There was an article that was recently published by researchers in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and what they found is that yes, there's this severe disease called celiac disease, but then there's this milder intolerance where people present with symptoms like abdominal pain, gas, bloating. They may have diarrhea. They may get headaches. They may have joint aches. So rashes, skin rashes, much, much more subtle findings. And when those folks went off of gluten, they had resolution of their symptoms. So that's not the true food allergy. It's a much more mild food intolerance. And it is an interesting experiment to do this kind of elimination diet and see whether you indeed feel better.
Cutting out wheat products, especially simple carbs such as white bread, cookies. folks who listen to this program know that the Buckmaster weakness is a chocolate chip cookie, bakery fresh chocolate chip cookie, and pastries. That can be a problem too. And you know that celiac disease is really it's a bad situation, and it seems to be predominant in people from the British Isles, Ireland. The Irish have a lot of this celiac disease for whatever reason, the gene or whatever. So it can be a very serious problem. Let's see. We had a question. This person did not want to go on the air, but Jerry wants to know if gluttony comes from gluten. No. Well, it might. I don't know.
I would have to look up the derivation of that word. That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
But one other thing, you know, the diagnosis of celiac disease can be made with a blood test. So there is a way, you know, if you suspect that, you know, could you have this, you could ask your doctor to run a blood test. And then it's also made on biopsy at the time of a colonoscopy. That's obviously a much more invasive way. But you also could decide that you want to just do the experiment of eliminating all gluten. And for that, you'd want to go to a website and look up all of the different places, because sometimes it shows up hidden in salad dressing or, you know, places you just really wouldn't expect it, soy sauce. And so you want to look at the full list and eliminate it for about 3 weeks and see how you feel. You brought up one other important point, and that's that these simple carbohydrates are not good for us anyway. So white bread, baguettes, pastries, cookies, crackers, pretzels, all of these are simple carbohydrates that rapidly elevate our blood sugar, that cause spikes in insulin, that set us up for metabolic syndrome and diabetes. And so these are food, even if we have no problem whatsoever with gluten, that we really want to minimize intake of. It's just, they're just not healthy foods.
Are there some healthy breads in your opinion? I know you don't do much bread anymore.
Yeah, I do think there are healthier breads, and those would be breads that you really have to use your jaw to chew. And they have cracked seeds, they have bits of whole wheat kernels. Ezekiel bread might be one example. Another bread that has a lower glycemic index, which is that measure of how rapidly things turn into blood sugar, is pita bread. That's quite interesting. And again, this is something that you could look up, but probably a little less bread in all of our lives would be a good thing.
How about we had a question about high fructose corn syrup in bread. Almost all stores, it is hard to find something that does not have this high fructose corn syrup in it.
Well, high fructose corn syrup is, of course, it's a simple sugar, and it's a way in which corn is used as a sweetener. I would say often it's the sign of a low-quality food. You might ask, why would bread need to have sugar in it to begin with?
Right.
You know, bread, flour, yeast, maybe a little bit of salt, egg breads, maybe a little bit of egg. But, you know, you really wouldn't need to put a sweetener into most breads as they're traditionally made. And so I think you certainly might want to look for a bread without that. You could look for fresh bakery breads and again, ask them what ingredients they're using to make those breads.
And opting for a conclusion on this gluten-free story, that opting for the gluten-free diet is not necessarily any healthier than a diet with gluten, and products are sometimes more costly.
Well, it can be more costly, and of course, it's still good to look at the ingredients. So if they're using potato starch, you know, if they're using rice flour, if they're using, you know, tapioca, these substitutes are not necessarily more healthy. On the other hand, if you're reducing your bread and substituting for whole grains like a quinoa or a brown rice, that what might be much healthier than either the gluten-free product or the, you know, white bread that has gluten in it.
We've been doing a lot of stir fries lately. I like the stir fry, a little chicken, vegetables, the rice. The different rices out there are, you can really get some very tasty, good for you rices. And you mentioned that one. It's always, I have trouble pronouncing it. It starts with a Q.
Quinoa.
Okay.
Quinoa is a grain.
Originally from Peru or something.
Yes, yeah. It's high in protein. And also rice, as you mentioned, you know, the whole grain. So better to have a wild rice or a brown rice as opposed to a polished white rice. But these foods are definitely in the healthier group.
Well, we always love talking with Dr. Victoria Mazes, head of the Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona, and we're delighted to say she joins the show once a month, and we will look forward to her visit in March, and I don't really know at this point what we'll be talking about, but I'm sure, Victoria, food will come up.
It often does.
It often does in our conversation, so thanks a lot, and have a healthy month.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Stay with us on the Buckmaster Show. Talk with the head of the Tucson Urban League and talk about Black History Month. That's coming up next on the Buckmaster Show.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
The Taliban says it hopes to see more attacks like the one that left two U.S. soldiers dead today in Afghanistan. They were killed when a man in an Afghan army uniform opened fire during a protest over the burning of some Muslim religious books at a NATO military base. Last night's collision of two Marine helicopters over the California desert is under investigation. That crash left seven Marines dead, happened during a training exercise. Russia's foreign ministry says Moscow and Beijing still oppose any foreign intervention in Syria, despite the government's bloody crackdown on dissent in that country. Updating Wall Street, the Dow trading 36 points higher at 12,975. The NASDAQ is up 15. More details at srnnews.com.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowland Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded in 1930 by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn still sets the standard for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. The Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. The Arizona Inn has again been named one of the best 500 hotels on earth by Travel and Leisure magazine, the only hotel in Tucson to receive this top honor. And the Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson at 2200 East Elm and on the web at arizonainn.com.
RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
.12:34 on the Buckmaster Show. A program note: tomorrow on our Friday Focus interview, U.S. Senator John Kyle will be our guest. And due to the senator's schedule, normally we put our Friday Focus at 12:04 with our newsmaker, and then we do our reporters' roundtable at 12:30. But tomorrow, because of the senator's schedule, we'll do the Kyle interview in the second half hour, and we'll have our reporters' roundtable talking with local journalists about the top stories of the week. We'll do that right at the top of the Buckmaster Show. Well, the Tucson Urban League celebrating its 41st anniversary in Tucson this year, and I'm telling you, they've got a great lineup for their big gala on March the 5th. Jonathan Peck, March the 6th, excuse me, 3rd. I'll get it there, John. Jonathan Peck is the president and CEO of the Tucson Urban League, whose mission is to assist and empower neighborhoods, communities, families, and individuals to secure economic self-reliance and to coexist in an integrated and pluralistic society. Jonathan, that event is March the 3rd.
It's Saturday, March 3rd.
So that's 1 week from this Saturday. And the big headliner, I mean, this is quite a coup for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
To have Harry Belafonte in town,
yeah,
that's going to be fantastic. How were you able to pull that off?
I still don't know. But I will say, in my other life in Chicago and nationally, I had the pleasure of working with Mr. Belafonte in Chicago on one of his projects, and it was around youth incarceration. And he came to Chicago and met with about 30 key community leaders, and I happened to be one of them, and assisted that project, the Gathering for Justice project, and setting up a chapter in Chicago. He's a great guy, incredible wisdom, very humble. He really cares about kids and young people, and that project was launched after a three to five-year-old African-American girl was being handled by the sheriff's department back in Florida several years ago. And so he really felt like, where's the outrage in terms of our incarceration rates and how are you treating children and youth? He believed in, him and Mandela believed in the same vision of they're our greatest asset and treasure of a society, and how we treat them reflects who we are as a society and as a people. And so he felt like the American story, the American people, we need to really be careful and clear about how are we setting up our generations of children and youth going forward.
He's really an active guy, 85, going to be 85.
Yep, March. He's celebrating his birthday, March 1st. It was his birthday week, and I think that he was going to take some time off, but he was, you know, he knew of me and through the networks, and I think that he does see the need for there to be a message of hope, unity, and I think in Arizona and indeed the nation. And he's full swing back-to-back across the country. He just was shown on the NAACP Image Awards, him and Sidney Poitier, with a standing ovation by all the people there. And so I think this is an opportunity for Tucson to enjoy a moment in history with an icon.
He was such a – and is such a trailblazer. When you think about it, Google him sometime, and you will not believe this man, Harry Belafonte's resume. I mean, in films and in the breakthrough and in music. I mean, he just really was ahead of his time.
He was ahead of his time, and he remained committed to what he believed in. You know, you know, he's an activist. He's always been an activist. He was always behind the scenes working to build unity during the civil rights movement. He embraced segments of the community that were being ignored. An example in terms of Hollywood was the stunts, the black stunt stunt actors. And they were trying to break ground in terms of black stunt actors. Mm-hmm. I forget the official name. But I think that's what he does. And, you know, this is an incredible opportunity for all of us. And we're just proud to be able to bring this to Arizona, bring it to Southern Arizona, and bring it down to the local, to Tucson and Pima. And we're hoping that all of you out there
How do folks get tickets and more information?
They can go to our website, www.tucsonurbanleague.org. They can order tickets online, and it's PayPal online. And we're expecting a big crowd. And
what's the venue?
The venue is at the Westin La Paloma.
Okay.
It starts at 5 p.m. with a cocktail reception and silent auction. Dinner starts at 7. And then his speaking engagement will be during dinner. We're also providing awards in several areas for local folks. The Henry Quinto Award, the Whitney M. Young Award, the Legacy Award. We're bringing back Miss Laura Banks, who was one of the original chairs of the Urban League. We have Luis Perales, who is an incredible activist in the Latino community who has fought hard for young people and families across Tucson. And we also have a Legacy Award given to that's Laura Banks, and we also have the Delta chapter of the sororities who are incredible sisters dedicating their work to working with not-for-profits across Tucson to improve the quality of life for children, youth, and girls and women. So we have a great lineup.
Jonathan Peck is with us. He's the president and CEO of the Tucson Urban League. You started what? Was it 2.5 years ago?
Yep.
Did I get that pretty?
Yep, January. Yep. It feels longer than that, but yes.
Well, it feels longer than that because you've done a lot. I mean, you launched this I Am Empowered Tucson campaign. How is that going?
It is going great. The I Am Empowered 2025 Tucson campaign is part of the National Urban League's agenda to build a national campaign for empowerment. And we have six major goals to achieve by the year 2025. We have a health goal where we're looking at affordable, quality health care and wellness in place for all Americans. We have employment, looking at living wage jobs, career-based and quality-based. We're looking at housing, equitable and affordable housing, education, quality education for future generations and adults, criminal justice, access to a fair and equitable system, immigration, access to a fair and equitable process based on due process and human rights. And I believe that's all the goals. Housing. And then, of course, housing is our major area of our work. We're looking at affordable housing and quality housing and access to that. So all of our programs and services and work is geared towards this campaign. Bringing Mr. Belafonte here is geared towards getting the message out there and the voice of reason in a time of political climates. We're looking to bring and unify our communities, not divide and conquer. I think as Americans, we need to work these issues out. And I just heard the previous speaker talking about the health care.
Yeah.
We need to work this out. And, you know, the campaign is focused at the policy, systems, and access level. And we're also looking at lifestyles and behaviors through our programs and services. So it's full swing, 20,000 members strong. We're serving 20,000 folks every year and over 20 services all the time. And we're just great. An example of our campaign work is this Saturday, we're co-sponsoring with the AME Prince Chapel Church a spirit walk in celebration of Women's Day in May. Working with their church committee, we'll be co-sponsoring this walk in Reed Park. And that will lead into a monthly walk club out of the Urban League. So we're just doing little things to mm-hmm. build partnerships, break some ground, and let the relationships and the partnerships grow and so that we can have a healthy and vibrant community across Tucson.
Well, I'll put you on the spot here, sure. Jonathan. Now, what are some of your impressions of the Tucson and the state of Arizona? Kind of our politics are a little bit wacky here, aren't they?
I think I might get in trouble with some people. But that's the job of a leader.
Yeah.
I think that we have different visions of what our states, our countries, and communities should look like. And I think that if we have the discussion, a real honest discussion with each other, transparent, openly, most Americans want the same things. We want all of our kids to be healthy and grow up in these six areas. We want our families to be whole and healthy. We want our communities to be vibrant, viable places to live, safe and enjoyable. All of our families want this. What happens, however, is that there are definitely clear agendas of division, clear agendas of just not really listening to the sound of reason.
Why? Why the division?
Well, look, there is a side of our history, and I know you've talked about it in terms of Black History Month. There's a side of our history that we have to come to agree with, and that's the history of the struggle of inclusion and exclusion. And I think that, you know, people need to not feel afraid of the changing country.
And there is a huge change. There's a change coming in this state, and whether people want to face it or not, people of color in Arizona will be the majority here. I don't know if it's going to be 10 years, but it is that the day is coming where people of color.
Up into 2040, there's going to be major shifts, and we're one of six or seven states that will see this change. And I think we have to understand that it could be a positive change. I mean, our communities are – we're all the same communities. We're all part of one human race, and we need to understand
that. We don't need to fear it.
We don't need to fear change. We don't need to fear the distribution of resources. There's enough resources. There's enough ingenuity. There's enough of the American story that we need to tap into. When we unite as a country, as communities, we can do incredible things. And we need to understand that we need to get to that vision of empowerment, that vision of transforming and changing lives. And it's okay. It will be hard and difficult. We have to negotiate things. I think the other thing is we need to look at some serious issues in terms of all these areas, education, healthcare, jobs, and so forth, and look at the inequities. There's no need for a wealth gap. There's no need for these growing gaps among our families. There's enough wealth and resources that if we sit at the table and work through this. And sometimes, you know, human beings are flawed. We get egos in place and personalities. And unfortunately, there are some people who – you know, there is that small percentage who just don't want to engage with other communities for all sorts of differences. But for the vast majority of us, we need to set the tone and pace in the state of Arizona. And we're talking about I am empowerment. We're talking about what kind of country, what kind of town do we want to be in by the year 2025? Do we want to be a divided town? Do we want to have a tale of two or three cities? Or do we want to create a narrative of Tucson since 1865, of a town that's grown, that's unifying? Let's address the hard issues and bring people together to work together. And that's been the great story of this American legacy. That's what the world is looking for. And that's something that we need to deliver for our own selves, but also for all the families and communities that we all work with.
Jonathan Peck is with us, president and CEO of the Tucson Urban League. We're going to talk a little bit about Black history, breaking ground for an African-American museum in Washington. That'll be coming up with Jonathan Peck. Stay with us on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives. Expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Now on the Buckmaster Show, and we are speaking with Jonathan Peck. He's always a great guest. He's president and CEO of the Tucson Urban League. He's an incredibly articulate young man who's been.
I don't know about that.
I'll have my check waiting for me right here. After. He's incredibly articulate and has been heading up the Tucson Urban League for the past 2.5 years. He's got a fascinating background. Can you give me the summary version of your background for folks that don't know?
Okay, well,
Just kind of the bottom line. I don't want to spend the next 8 minutes on it.
Bottom line is, I grew up in Williamstown, Massachusetts, and was adopted in 1972, 73. I'm Black Vietnamese, a war orphan baby, and was a product of that conflict. And my parents were civil rights activists and leaders on multiple fronts, both internationally and locally and across the country, and had a great middle-class upbringing, and they always taught me give back, support the community, and I'm grateful to my mother who passed away and my father who's still alive, and my job is just to give back. I truly believe we have to pay it forward, and if each person can just pick up the banner of pay it forward, if each person reached out to someone who needs assistance and support, feel empowered, if each person did that, I think we'd be a better community and country.
Vietnamese black orphan. How common is that situation? Doesn't seem like it.
There is a network of at the end of the war, there is a network of children being airlifted out of the country.
And you came out of the country at what age?
Just 2 years and 8 months, something like that.
It was under
3 years.
So. Was your father a theologian?
My mother was professor of social ethics and a theologian at Andover Newton Theological. She was the executive vice president when she was alive on the National Council of Churches. So she was involved in a lot of the Latin American and movements for liberation in Africa and Latin America. And she I grew up in the Methodist Church 2 or 3 times a week, and that's still ingrained in me. And she was heavily involved in the in gay and lesbian struggles, in the women's struggles, and in the civil rights struggles, and particularly in South Africa and Nicaragua. Same thing with my dad. My dad grew up in New Jersey, Teaneck, New Jersey, poor background, and became the athletic. He did multiple fronts across the West, East Coast and different universities at the athletic level, and believed in sports as a tool for unifying people and tool for empowerment, and was a coach and a teacher. And
your message really is about unifying, isn't it?
My message is about not only unifying, but let us have a new relationship. Let us truly dig in, have the engagement, and at the end of it, agree to disagree, but let's come out with sound policies, systems, practices, and programs that help people move towards empowerment. There is no need to cut medical. There is no need for all this cutback. We got to figure this out. And sometimes in the thick of the battle, we forget that we're all in this country. No one's leaving this country. So we've got to either figure it out as all Americans, or it's going to be a different country.
Yeah.
And so we need to unify. We need to have the hard discussion and realize that our goals ultimately are the same goals. There is no need for this division and fear and these politics of just, there's no reason for that. We need to respect each other and understand that at the end of the day, we will be seeing each other. And the reality is my children, my son, your children, whoever's children, that's the future. And we want to leave them with a country more unified as an American country, not a divided country, not a divided Tucson, not a divided Arizona. We want to make sure that we pass on to them the quality of life that we've been able to enjoy.
What's the message out of African American History Month, Black History Month?
The message.
Yeah.
I think the message that we look forward to is just celebrating our past, learning from it. It is Black History Month, but I believe it's a history month for all Americans. Black history is a unique history where it transcends all different communities. And so I think
it really does. Yep. And this African American museum ground was broken yesterday for this museum that will be on the National Mall. And this is actually an idea that has been around for about 100 years. It was first proposed by Black Civil War veterans 100 years ago. And so, I mean, it's now going to happen. It's a couple of years away, but the ground has been broken for the Tuskegee Airmen. I mean, there's all these wonderful stories.
Absolutely.
That are in our history. World War One. There'll be a display of medals and photos of Black World War One troops. I mean, these are stories that need to be told.
All of our communities, all of our families have bled for this country, right? And the African-American footprint is an American footprint.
Which goes back to the Revolutionary War.
Absolutely. You can't get around it. We're all part of this. Again, we're not going anywhere. We're not all going back to Europe and other places. We're here. We need to reconcile our differences and build a better future and a stronger today for generations to come.
Yeah, I'm not going back to England and Ireland, right, where my heritage is.
To visit, maybe.
Well, yeah, I'd love to visit. It's always fun when I go to England or Ireland, but certainly not to move back there, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. This is our country. We can share it. There's plenty of space and room. And let's get to the business of building one nation.
How do we make this community better, though? We've got some economic issues, don't we, here?
Absolutely. It is daunting. It is challenging every day. We see it every day. The numbers are rising. We're doing everything possible on the ground from a programmatic level to help to get as much resources and support, both human and financial, to the communities and the low-income communities we serve. I think how do we make it better is, let's again change the framework of discussion. Let's take a step back and look at what are the blueprints in place so that all of us can enjoy and reap the benefits of a quality of life here in Tucson. And then let's take a hard look at the inequities in terms of jobs, education, healthcare, immigration, housing, and criminal justice. Let's look at those inequities and let's tackle it head on. Let's get over this fear. Let's tackle it head on and let's try to erase them, eliminate them, so that the next generations can have a different type of relationship that we are passing on to them. It's not impossible. It takes us to look at the mirror, very closely. Some things we may not like. It may be a little ugly looking at some things. But at the end of the day, we'll be better off as one community.
The big gala coming up with Harry Belafonte, that is going to be a week from Saturday at the West in La Paloma.
Yep.
And tickets are available at the website.
www.tucsonurbanleague.org. Mr. Harry Belafonte.
And you're also selling advertising for the program?
We have a program book. You can go on there. Your sponsorships. We encourage everybody to come out. This is a great opportunity for Tucson to welcome him and all of Arizona to welcome him. We have people coming in from Phoenix to welcome him. We want to show them what a unified community can look like of all races, all backgrounds. We want to show him that there are people in Arizona with reason, with tender hearts. As Dr. King said, sharp minds and tender hearts. We want to show him that there is a community here that welcomes his message of hope, justice, and equity. And we want to make sure that, you know, tough love is in place and that we truly do love each other as people. We've got to get to that. We've got to get down to the core issues, and we've got to understand that in the spirit of Ubuntu, as a South African comrade of mine, that spirit of interdependence, whatever happens to you happens to me. We're bound up. That's how it is. Let's figure it out and work together.
Jonathan Peck has been talking with us, always a great guest, president and CEO of the Tucson Urban League, and again, the big event coming up on Saturday, March the 3rd. And for more information, again, your website is
www.tucsonurbanleague.org. The event begins at 5 p.m. with a gala and silent auction. We're going to have great silent auction bids, so if you need to get your presents, get a head start on that.
Right.
And we welcome the whole community, and we hope that people will come out and welcome Mr. Harry Belafonte.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Jonathan Peck with us on the Buckmaster Show. Buckmaster Show brought to you in part by Flowers Rieger & Associates, Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. And again, a program note, we will have U.S. Senator John Kyle with us tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show. That interview will come up at about 12:30 tomorrow, and we'll start the program with our Friday Reporters Roundtable. Mark Evans of TucsonCitizen.com and Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News will join me, and as usual, a lot to talk about in the news here in Arizona. That'll do it for the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930, KAPR, Douglas. And 1240, KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.